For WRCO Sports, I'm Phil Nee. Ithaca takes on Wazika Steuben today in area baseball. The game will start at 6 o'clock tonight. Also for the Ithaca softball team, they'll be hosting Wazika Steuben at 6 this evening. So an hour later, we'll have the game on FM 100.9 and WRCO.com from the Ithaca Baseball Diamond with the Vitesnik Power Sports pregame show beginning at around 5:50. Coach Dan Clary says the last time they played Wazika Steuben, it was a tough game.
Yeah, it was. It was a really good game for about four or five innings until we were finally able to open things up a little bit. And Ben does a fantastic job with the guys. I know they're playing good ball right now. And so we're expecting a really good test. But our guys, too, I think we've been getting better with each game. I think we have yet to play our best ball, so that's a good sign. We're expecting a good one tonight.
Being that you haven't lost, I know you're on top of the Ridge and Valley. How does it look right now? What's your lead looking like in the Ridge and Valley?
Well, as of like right now, like I said, we have a 2-game lead on DeSoto and Weston and a 3-game lead on Seneca and Wazika. But there's a lot of games within those groups of teams in that top group of 5 teams that are yet to be played, with this week and next week finishing out. So like I said, it's a 2-game lead right now, but we've really got to keep our nose to the grindstone, because any one of those teams can make a surge. So, and we want to be in that hunt in the end of things. So,
Ithaca hosts Wazika Steuben. Again, those games begin at 6 o'clock tonight. Elsewhere, Kickapoo is battling against Lafarge in area softball today. It's Riverdale softball playing host to Mineral Point. Richland Center with action today in golf. They'll be at Spring Greens Municipal Golf Course for the Varsity Invitational. River Valley's baseball team is at Lakeside Lutheran. Over the weekend in baseball on Saturday, it was Darlington 11 and Boscobel 1. Boscobel defeated Hillsboro 7-6 as well in that tournament. And in softball on Saturday, it was Reedsburg 9-3 over Portage. Riverdale 1, 6-3 over Wanewoc Center in a quad. River Valley lost to Auburndale 11-3, the final score. Also in softball from Saturday, quite a few games went on despite a rainy start to the day. Riverdale picked up a win 6-0. Against Pecatonica. And in soccer, River Valley was a winner against Madison Country Day Abundant Life Christian St. Ambrose 5-1, the final. And now in the track and field action, the Ginger Morey invite was held on Saturday at Riverdale. For Richland Center, Teague Perkins first in the shot put, Duncan Harper second in long jump, and Devin Woodhouse took a second place pole vault. Grayson Banker third place pole vault, and Kieran Culver second in the 3200. Harrison Carpenter fifth in the 800 run. Ryan Stadler third in the 1600, and Malachi Fretz won the 1600 event. Richland Center's relay teams did quite well on Saturday as well. The 4x1, Duncan Harper, Robert Budden, Kevin Hernandez, and Fletcher Harper was first. The 4x2, Duncan Harper, Robert Budden, Kevin Hernandez, and Fletcher Harper all finished first in that action. And in the 4x4, Grayson Banker, Fletcher Harper, Kevin Hernandez, along with Malachi Fretz. And the Richland Center 4x8 completed the sweep with a time of 9:24.25. Harrison Carpenter, Robert Budden, and Kiernan Culver, along with Ryan Stadler. For Riverdale's boys, Drayton Deglow, fourth in the discus, fourth in shot. Dietrich Buchholz, third in the high jump. Noah Arrington took second in the 400 and third in the 200. And it was Braden Goodweiler, third in the 400, while Tim Bailey was first in 3 events, including the 100 with a time of 11, also in the 200 at 22:93, and first in the 400 with a time of 51:19. Team score-wise for the boys, North Crawford was first with 150, New Lisbon second at 143, Richland Center third with 108 among the 8 teams. For Ithaca Weston boys, Clayton Lee second with a personal best of 4:42.11 in the 1600, Sam Jones sixth in the 400, Brayson Garcia-Bolin in the 800 finished seventh, Channing Wheaton ninth in the 200, 3200 run, first place for Clayton Lee. Pole vault, Carrick Thompson took fourth with a 7-6, and it was also in the long jump, Landon Thompson taking seventh. Shot put, Channing Wheaton was ninth. Looking at the girls' results from the weekend at Ginger Mori, Richland Center's girls won the event 120 points to Riverdale's 118, a close finish. North Crawford was third. Also, Ithaca Weston finished fourth. For the RC girls, Maddie Huber first in the shot with a 34-6 and first in the discus with 104 feet. Also, Aaliyah Huntermer fourth in shot. Melina Anderson fifth in discus. Soleil Ewing first in the triple jump. First in long jump with a 16-10-50. And Danica Pauls first in the pole vault competition with a 10 foot 3 inches. Fourth in the high jump for Danica as well. Olive Harper third in pole vault. Grace Fretz third in the high jump. Rachel Waterfall second in the 3200. Clarice Possen third in the 400. And for the relay teams on the day, Richland Center took second in the 4x8. Shanice Anderson, Clarice Possen, Rachel Waterfall, and Grace Fretz ran that for the Hornets. And they were second in the 4x4. Danica Pauls, Shanice Anderson, Grace Fretz, and Clarice Possen. For the Riverdale girls, Kayla McCorkle, third in shot, second in discus. Haley Schneider, third in the triple jump. Kiara Prohaska, fifth in triple jump. Kaylee Carter, second in pole vault. Gretchen Buchholz, second in the high jump. First in the 100 hurdles with a time of 17:18. Jenna Wheaton, first in the 3200 with a time of 13:55.88. And Ellie Hudson, fourth in the 800. Olivia Meese, fourth in the 400. Mallory Meese took second with a 1600 run. And Mary Medina with a fifth in the 100. Riverdale's relay teams taking third in the 4x1, Haley Schneider, Kaylee Carter, Kiara Prohaska, and Mary Medina. And also in the 4x4, Riverdale took first, Mallory Meese, Olivia Meese, Gretchen Buchholz, and Riley Bierce. And in the 4x8, Olivia Meese, Ellie Hudson, Jenna Wheaton, and Mallory Meese finished first. For Ithaca Weston's girls, in the 100, Kaylee Peterson was first. Kaylee Miller took second. In the 100 hurdles, Tristan Peterson was fourth. The 4x2 relay team, Maggie Kirshner, Leah Puig, Jasmine Meyer, and Aubrey Cook took second. The 4x1 was first. Aubrey Cook, Kaylee Miller, Tristan Peterson, and Kaylee Peterson with a time of 53:45. Tristan Peterson first in the 300 hurdles. Maggie Kirshner sixth in the 800. Also, Kaylee Peterson first in the 200. Aubrey Cook was second. Leah Puig sixth. And a high jump new school record for Kaylee Miller. She jumped 5'3". The record previously held by Joni Davies, which was 5'1.5 in 1987. Third in the long jump for Tristan Peterson and second for Aubrey Cook. Seventh for Jasmine Meyer in triple jump. On the state of Wisconsin scene, the Brewers were blank Sunday in the series finale, 5-0. Freddy Peralta was unusually wild, walking a career-high 6 batters in 5 innings of work while absorbing the loss.
I was feeling great, and I think there's a lot of really close pitches. I don't know, I haven't checked, but I know there's a lot of pitches that they were really close to the zone. Probably there were balls, probably no, I haven't seen it, but, you know, it wasn't that bad, but I work a lot of people today. It shouldn't happen, and I have to be better than that.
And here is manager Pat Murphy talking about facing a tough Cubs staff this past weekend.
All three of them were great. They pitched well. We, you know, we got those 6 young guys in there, and, you know, less than a year of experience. And you got 6 young guys in there, and you got a pitcher like Assad or a pitcher like Teon yesterday. Those guys, they got ahead, and they pitched very well.
Milwaukee went 0-for-7 with runners in scoring position. The Brewers send Bryce Wilson to the mound tonight to start a 3-game series at Kansas City. Elsewhere, Pittsburgh 5-3 over Colorado. The Dodgers 5-1 over Atlanta. Arizona 11, San Diego 4. Philadelphia 5-4 over San Francisco. In the American League, Cleveland 4-1 over the Angels. Yankees 5, Detroit 2. Texas 3-2 over Kansas City. Boston 9, Minnesota 2. Seattle 5-4 over Houston. Interleague play, Washington 11, Toronto 8, White Sox 5-1 over St. Louis, Tampa Bay 7, the Mets 6, Baltimore 11-1 over Cincinnati, and Miami was a winner against Oakland. That final was 12-3. Misinformation being shared last week during the NBA playoff series against the Pacers. While reporters were being told that Bucks superstar Giannis Antetokounmpo was close to returning to the court, that was just a case of optimism. Giannis says he was never able to run enough to play in a game, putting his status at just 30-40% of full health. Even if his teammates had extended the series to Game 7, he still would have been sidelined. In the NBA playoffs yesterday, Cleveland 106, Orlando 94. And from the NHL playoffs, Rangers 4-3 over Carolina and Dallas 2-1 over Vegas. I'm Phil Nee with sports.